With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A Trump deportation deadline is delayed.
Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts paused a deadline for the return of a Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador. A federal judge has ordered the administration to return Kilmar Abrego Garcia. The Justice Department went to the Supreme Court, saying the judge was overstepping her authority. The administration has conceded Abrego Garcia should not have been sent to El Salvador because an immigration judge found he likely would have faced persecution by local gangs, but argued he's no longer in U.S. custody and the government has no way to get him back. The White House has described Abrego Garcia's deportation as an administrative error, but has said he was an MS-13 gang member. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Supreme Court is allowing the Trump administration to use an 18th century wartime law to deport Venezuelan gang members, but they say they must get a court hearing before they're taken out of the U.S. In a 5-4 decision Monday, the court said the administration must give gang members reasonable time to go to court, but the conservative majority said the legal challenges will take place in Texas, not a Washington, D.C. courtroom. Also at SRNnews.com, the United States is holding direct talks with Iran about its nuclear program.
Insisting that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon, the president said the U.S. is pursuing a diplomatic settlement with Iranian officials.
We're meeting very importantly on Saturday at almost the highest level. We'll see how it works out.
During a meeting with the visiting Israeli prime minister, the president also warned that Iran would be in great danger if talks are unsuccessful. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Southeast still dealing with stormy weather. Monday, the risk extended from northern Florida into Georgia and South Carolina. Later this week, the central and eastern U.S. will get a break from it. This is SRN News. Kentucky taxpayers no longer paying for sex change operations.
The new law was passed by the state's majority Republican legislature, which had to override a veto by Democratic Governor Andy Beshear to make it stick. Beshear is considered a rising star in the Democratic Party and a potential presidential candidate. But he continues to go all in on the LGBT agenda with a special fondness for transgenderism. Political experts say those positions helped bring about the Democratic defeat in last year's elections. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A White House official says the Trump administration is planning to halt more than $500 million in contracts and grants awarded to Brown University over anti-Semitic protests there last year. The action will add to a list of Ivy League colleges that are having their federal money threatened as a result of their responses to anti-Semitism. Dozens of universities are facing federal investigations. This is SRN News. Republicans may steal Democrats' thunder on one of their favorite issues, the child tax credit.
Lawmakers are eyeing an increase in the hugely popular $2,000 per child credit as part of the GOP's sweeping tax legislation, with some also pushing for a big hike in a related break dubbed the babysitter credit. Picking up the issue now would help Republicans appeal to working class voters who power their electoral sweep in November. At the same time, it would help rebut complaints from Democrats that the broader tax plan that they're assembling caters too much to the wealthy. The push appears to be getting some traction, with the Senate's top tax writer saying an agreement on the broader GOP plan is likely to include some kind of expansion. House Republicans, who have been mum on their plans, are also in favor of expanding the break. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The federal government is terminating the visas of four more international students at Columbia University. It comes after the legal status of several other students were revoked last month, including pro-Hamas activist Mahmoud Khalil. More details at SRNnews.com.